Food and Drug Administration designated THG as an illegal drug yesterday. THG has been sold as a dietary supplement, but it's actually a steroid. Dozens of top athletes, including baseball's Barry Bonds and Jason Giambi, have been subpoenaed to testify before a federal grand jury examining whether a California lab supplied THG. The substance apparently was designed to go undetected in standard drug tests. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's clear that drug use continues to plague professional sports.
What's most frightening about the discovery of the so-called designer drug, THG, is how the United States Anti-Doping Agency came to know of its existence. A prominent track coach sent USDA the names of athletes using the drug, as well as a syringe of the substance. This is akin to your local police force brilliantly solving a murder because an eyewitness walked into the local station with a videotape of the crime. You just can't depend on that kind of support if you're in any branch of law enforcement. So the immediate response is to wonder how many other designer drugs are out there that no tattletale is conveniently mailed in to the authorities. We have been constantly assured that more money, greater vigilance, and improved science have created a situation where the presence of performance drugs is so much easier to detect. Now THG pops up, and we have to conclude once again that the robbers are outwitting the cops. The good news is that almost every sport realizes how vulnerable their game is to doping. Sports as disparate as skiing, rugby, and horse racing have immediately called for testing for THG. Track and field is going to go back and re-examine all urine samples. Mid-season or not, the National Football League has begun testing already. Per usual, the only ostrich in the bunch is baseball. Major League Baseball continues to hold up Pete Rose as a menace to society because years ago he gambled. But when it comes to the clear and present danger of drugs, it still has no random off-season test and no penalties if you are caught. Baseball certainly couldn't recheck samples for the simple reason that it tosses out samples. It did institute a trial program this year wherein if 5% of players who are stupid enough to get caught, knowing approximately when they're going to be tested, if they come up positive, then baseball would really start to get serious. Some of the more sensible, concerned players were so upset at this idiotic arrangement that they were going to refuse to take the test so that the 5% threshold had to be reached. They were talked out of such a noble protest. The sport of track has been absolutely crushed by drug scandals and rumors, which have caused it to lose the faith of the public. In the same way, baseball is particularly vulnerable because, like track, it is so much a sport of tradition and standards. There is already suspicion, undergirded by the confessions of ex-players, that slugging records put up in recent years were more the product of good chemistry than good hitting. What happens if fans become even more convinced that the numbers in a sport of numbers haven't really been honest? It would be a betrayal, almost a suggestion that we somehow lived several years of our lives without summers. Doping to sport is very much like terrorism to nations. It is insidious. Okay, there's a lot of bad stuff that's always gone on in sport, but at the core, we are always drawn to the physical majesty of the young men and women who do wondrous things with their bodies. Sport is art, aesthetics, tabulated. We are outraged at games that are fixed. Drugs fix bodies. It's the same thing, and we know it.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.